Bible this morning and turn to Job chapter number 23. Job chapter number 23. Job chapter 23, find verse number 1. We're going to read together the first 6 verses. If you'll stand with me, please, Job chapter 23, starting with verse number 1, I'll read out loud. You can follow along silently. Job 23, verse 1. The Bible says this, "Then Job answered and said, Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him, and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me, and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me." Those last few words of the last verse are the title of my sermon this morning. I call the sermon, Put Strength in Me. Put strength in me. Might I ask that we're careful not to walk in and out glibly? Don't interrupt what's happening here. Obviously, if you have an emergency, we understand that. But there are people that come into this building today that need this sermon. When they hear those words, put strength in me, they're saying, I've got to have strength. I have to have strength. So, to some, maybe just another Sunday, but to others, a life or death situation where they've got to have extra strength from God. Let's pray and ask God to help us with this service. Father, bless us now with thy presence. Lord, I'm grateful for everyone that's here. I'm grateful for our guests. I'm grateful for our regular attenders. Thank you for the children's church that's being conducted. Thank you for the teenagers and maybe the older Christians that are in this building. But God, most of all, I'm thankful that I know you're present. You're present here today in the presence of thy Holy Spirit. Father, reach deep into the hearts, beyond my ability, but the ability of the great God of the universe. Today, help someone to get that strength that is being mentioned here in the scripture. Give me the attention of the people, Father. I'll give you mine. Help us to leave here today with strength to face this day and to face the next, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'll have a seat there. It said, will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. Our text verse today is spoken by the man named Job. Job, scripturally, other than Jesus Christ, from all that I can tell, is a man that suffered like no other man. Job went through difficult times. He had been through a lot. Job had lost. He lost his entire business. I won't take the time to talk about how complex that business was, but probably Job was the wealthiest man on the face of the earth at that time, and his businesses collapsed around him as a result of calamity and catastrophe. Along with that, the people that worked for him, many of them were slain when that business fell apart. Then a wind came, and Job's children were all meeting at the same place. And when the winds came, if you will, like a tornado or hurricane came, and Job lost his children, and they died. Then Job had a handful of friends that had been around him, and the next thing you know, his friends had turned on him. When Job needed those friends to love him and to be loyal to him, Job's friends turned on him. He carried a heavy load. His health was not good. Job faced a very difficult time with his health, boils on his body. He was being watched, by the way, all along by God's people. You know, if a person were going through a difficult time, that's bad enough. But the thought of knowing that people were watching and watching to see how you would behave during the difficult time, that's what was happening to Job. There were people that were actually watching every move that Job made and watching his responses and his facial expressions and how he handled himself. And did he go to church? Did he not go to church? While his whole life was to a degree falling apart. You know that you realize that Job was targeted by Satan on purpose and specifically. Satan actually went after Job, and the scripture talks about it. And here you have Job undergoing an attack by Satan. And he begins to talk here in Job 23. When he gets to verse number 6, he says, "Will he plead against me with his great power?" Speaking of God. He answers, "No, no. But he would put strength in me." Wow. How powerful. While Job was going through this, if he mentally debated for a moment the possibility that God would say something against him, he came to his mental senses and said to himself, "No, no, God is not against me. He is going to put strength in me." Folks, so you know, not all the time will God take the challenge away. But if he doesn't take the challenge of life away, he will give you the strength to face the challenge of life that remains. It is not always that he will remove the mountain that you must climb. Now, sometimes he may remove the mountain. But if he does not remove the mountain, he will give you the strength to climb that mountain and have victory. Job very wisely said, he would put strength in me. Listen to some other verses, if I may, about this subject of strength. In Psalm chapter 68, verse 35, it says, "O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God." And that God that was just mentioned that giveth strength and power to his people, that's the same God that you serve, and that's the same God that I serve. That's the same God who Job said, he'll put strength in me. Now the psalmist says, he'll put strength in me. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 14, it says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart." Now, he's not referring to the physical organ of the heart that has those, your veins and the importance of the blood and all. He's not talking about that. The heart is the seat of the emotions, if you will. What's he saying? You say, "Preacher, I'm under the gun emotionally. How am I going to take it emotionally? I feel like I'm going to collapse emotionally." He said, "He shall strengthen thy heart." What's the heart? It's the emotional part of you. God can put strength in you so you can handle whatever you must handle emotionally. In Ezra chapter 7, verse 28, it says, "And hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord God was upon me." Psalm 37:39, the Bible says, "He is their strength in the time of trouble." In 1 Peter 5:10, the Bible says, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthened, and settle you." Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19, the Bible says, "The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places." Folks, God can strengthen us. I need God's strength. You need God's strength. There are some of you are weary. Now, I think all of us, when we're weary, we use our own strength first. We try to use the strength that we have. But I'll tell you, when you come to the end of you, it is the beginning of God. And God can strengthen you. Like anything else there worth having, there are some prerequisites, if you will. But God tells us how to get strength. I really believe, we live in a day of weak people. I think the men of our generation are weaker than the men of previous generations. I think the leaders of our generation are anemic compared to some of the leaders in previous generations. I believe as far as spiritual minds are concerned, I believe people's minds are spiritually weaker than what they were in the past. I believe our country and its morality is weaker than it was in the past. I believe Christians in this day are weaker, and ministries are weaker, and marriages are weaker, and understandings of loyalty are weaker. I think the character of people today is weaker than what it used to be. Far weaker than what it used to be. But you know, folks, let me tell you something. We can all put up a pretty good front about strength, but I thank God that God can put strength within us. God wants to help the inner man to be strong. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. We give an outward appearance of strength, and that's okay. But under the sound of my voice are people that would give an outward appearance of confidence and strength. But if I know anything about the human race, what we see on the outside is not necessarily what is happening on the inside. While we walk tall and we have confidence and we carry ourselves as if everything's okay, so often on the inside there are weaknesses and there are fears and there is need that the inner man be strengthened. I believe our churches are weak and families are weak, but God wants His people to be strong. According to Nehemiah 6:9, He said, I want you to have strength to your hands. In Psalm 27:14, He said, I want that your hearts be strong. In Zechariah 10:6, He said, I want that your home be strong. In Job chapter 4, verse 4, He warns about feeble knees. In Psalm 138:3, He wants to bring strength to our souls. Ecclesiastes 7:19, He wants to bring strength to our wisdom. But let me explain. God said, I can put strength in you, but you must receive His direction about that strength. God's just not going to come along and just douse us all with a bunch of strength. There are some prerequisites. There are ways that He provides that strength. When you look at the gas gauge, if you're sitting in a stoplight, you can say, I need gas. Well, let me tell you, the gas is not going to run to you. You're to arrange to put yourself in the situation to receive the gas that you need. And today, you could say, God, give me strength, but I must tell you something. The spiritual fuel you desire will not just run to you and be given to you. You may have to put yourself in the situation to receive the spiritual fuel that you need. Let me start by reminding everyone here that God gives strength in a unique way to the saved, to the born again. That's someone that's trusted Christ as Savior. Psalm 68, verse 35, it says, the God of Israel is He that giveth strength and power unto His people. If you're saved, you're one of God's people. If you're saved, then that strength is available to you. If not, I'm sad to say, if you're not a born-again Christian, if you're not a part of God's family, then God is not honor-bound to really give you strength. Though I think God does give strength to a variety of people, the ultimate strength that people are looking for, He gives to His children. Salvation makes available a spiritual strength. Lost people don't have that. Folks, listen, people that are unsaved, people that don't care about God, they don't have the strength to live a decent life or a pure life. The strength that helps someone to do that comes from above. When you get saved, you're a part of God's family, which, by the way, is a strong family. God's people, when it comes to the things of God, obviously are stronger people. God's people ought to be stronger emotionally. God's people are stronger and ought to be stronger in character. And I'm talking about willpower. If you say, I need strength, if you're not born again, let me tell you something. I'll promise you this.
You say, I've got a habit. Maybe you say I'm a drunk and I've got a problem and I'm not overcoming. Let me tell you something. You accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You ask Him to come into your heart. He then can help to provide a strength that can help you to conquer a habit that as a lost person or an unsaved person, you might not be conquering on your own. So I want to say to you today, hey, getting saved is a wonderful thing. It assures you a place in heaven. It's going to help you to bypass hell. But there are some benefits that go along with this thing of getting saved. Saved people have a strength that the world does not understand. How many times has the world looked at a saved person going through a tough time and they say to them, how are you making it? How are you taking it? And you express your faith in Jesus Christ and the Lord of the universe and they don't quite understand it, but it's real and it's true. So God gives strength to the saved. God wants His people strong. He saves them. He moves into them to live. And then He starts this journey toward strength for the Christian. Secondly, God gives strength through His Word. Psalm 119 verse 28 says, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Here, someone says, my soul melts for heaviness. What does that mean? I'm in the fire. I'm melting down. I'm having a meltdown. You say, preacher, I'm having a meltdown. What do I do? I've got a heavy burden. Here it says, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Say, what's he talking about? We're talking about the old black book. We're talking about the book that God wrote. It will strengthen you. Folks, there are people here today that will leave here stronger than when they came on this property, not because of me, not because of this platform, not because of all these other people, though those might be slight contributors. You'll leave here today because the Word of God and the God of the Word was exalted in your life, and when you didn't have confidence coming in, you will gain some confidence going out because of the Word of God. This book makes us stronger. Much like weightlifting strengthens a person physically. Reading God's Word will strengthen you. You say, I'm not used to that. I don't do that much. I'm not much of a churchgoer. Let me tell you something. You get you a Bible, you start reading that Bible, and something will happen. You will start gaining strength that you didn't even know was available. Listening to God's Word. You put God's Word on a CD. You listen to that. That will strengthen you. Memorizing God's Word, that will strengthen you. If you say to me, preacher, I need strength. I need God to put strength in me. Then put the Word of God in yourself. You say, I need strength. Go memorize a verse or two this week. You say, I don't see how that's going to help. You don't have to see how it's going to help. God sees how it's going to help. And He said, my Word will strengthen you. The Bible says in Psalm 119:11, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Hey, look, if you hide God's word in your heart, you memorize God's word, He's going to give you the strength to say no to sin. Can I tell you something? A lot of times, the things that get us down are the things that we've done to ourselves. Faith in God's word will strengthen you. Obeying God's word, the ultimate strengthener when it comes to this relationship that the Christian has with the word of God. The preaching of God's word will make you stronger. I wonder how many times I've walked into a church service and I was down and I was weak and I was fearful. I walked in, and a man of God opened the Word of God, and he cut loose, and he started preaching. And my fears, they began to flee away. My weakness, I watched some of it move out of the way. Hey, I came in down and on bottom. I walked out up and on top. Why? The preaching of the Word of God. Somebody that believed there was a God, and He's a real God, and He wrote a book, and it's a real book, and the book told us how to get strength, and He said, you can get it there. I walked out saying, wow! I can do it. I walked in saying, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it. I walked out saying, I can. By the grace of God, I can do it. But let me ask you, Christian, how's your Bible reading? You say, I'm melting. When I think about that, I think about the witch on the Wizard of Oz. I'm melting. Hey, you say, I'm having a meltdown. Okay, how's your Bible reading? I'm facing something I've never faced, and you ought to be reading your Bible more than you've ever read your Bible. The Bible is the Christian's fuel. It's the gasoline. And folks, if you're emotionally running on empty, then you're going to feel stranded. You're going to feel stuck. You're not going to feel like you're going forward. What you do with the Bible determines what God will do with you and for you. Job said, He'll put strength in me. Now, with the welfare thinking society, you might think that you just say, just give me all the strength I need, God, and then He's just going to run and do it all for you. No, He will make strength available to you, but you got to put yourself in the position to receive the strength that He makes available. He'll do that through the Word of God. Then, I found a passage of Scripture that interested me in regard to this subject. God gives strength to those who help the poor. The helping of the poor. Psalm chapter 41, verse 1 through 3, the Bible says this, Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. That sounds good. The Lord will preserve him. That sounds good. And keep him alive. That sounds good. And he shall be blessed upon the earth. Wow, I see strength coming already. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. Good. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Huh. Here's somebody said, I'm withering away. God said, help the poor. Folks, if you'll help poor, the poor people, God said, I will strengthen you. You say, why? What's the logic behind it? I can't give you all the logic behind it, but I will tell you this. God loves the poor. If you'll go take care of the ones that God wants taken care of that He loves, then I think God will take care of you. Because if you'll help the poor, God will say, you know what? You need some help. I'll help you. You go help the ones that I love. God loves the poor in a special way. God wants the poor to be reached. God wants us to take care of the poor. I have no shame whatsoever that we run some buses out and pick up some of the poor folks in our community and let them come to our church, nor will I ever be ashamed of that. You say, why? I want a church that has the strength of God in it, and I don't have the strength within myself to do everything that needs to be done. I'm a lonely human being. I'm the pastor of the church. But you know something? If I want supernatural strength in my church, then I'm going to go help the poor, so God will come along and say, you know what? Jeff Owens, you don't have what it takes, but I can give you what it takes. You are taking care of the ones that I would take care of if I were there, so I'll take care of you. Strength comes from helping the poor. If you invest energy in helping the poor, God will repay you. You say, with what? With strength. I'm amazed and impressed. I'm amazed and impressed with our bus workers, our bus captains. Well, our bus captains are busy, busy men. A couple guys that run our bus routes are busy. I mean, they work and work and work and barely get back in, and then they run their bus routes, and then they're busy all day Sunday. You know, you might think that you say, I bet those are weary people. There are people in here that do nothing for God that are more weary than my bus captains are, but I'll tell you what God's doing. God gives my bus captains the strength because they take care of the poor, and they have more energy than some of the people that never do anything for God. What's God doing? He's rewarding the people that take care of the poor. You say, I'm just tired all the time. Do you think about you all the time? I'm just weary all the time. Are you self-centered? See, I like to have some strength. Go help some poor people. You'd be shocked what getting off your couch, going out and finding somebody that needs a meal and taking care of them would do to some of your energy level. If all you do is stare at you and what you don't have and how bad it is for you and everything that's going wrong for you, you are weakening yourself. You get your eyes off yourself and really go find somebody that's needy. Really go find somebody that's poor and help them. You will be energized. I'll guarantee you. There are people in here you could spend $100 just like that and it wouldn't bother you at all. But you know, you're weak and you're tired and you're wore out and you don't think you can make it in marriage and you don't think you can make it in business and you don't think you can make it this week with the energy and you don't think you can make it health-wise. Why don't you go find somebody that needs a new pair of shoes that's truly poor, buy them a pair of shoes, and I'm going to guarantee you that will energize you in such a way you'll be amazed at the adrenaline that will flow through you spiritually because you care about the poor. Helping the poor strengthens you spiritually. Because one of the main weaknesses of Christians is their self-centeredness. God will strengthen you against the enemy's attack when you help the poor. Boy, I watched my pastor go through some battles. Wow. When I was growing up in the ministry, I'd watch all hell cut loose against my pastor in church. You know, what do you do? If he's getting attacked and there's all sorts of chaos and pressures on him where the devil's trying to destroy him, he'd plan a big day at the church and go get a bunch of poor people and feed them and get them saved. People wonder what he was doing. He's reaching for strength. I happen to believe the Bible's true. You know, there are some of you who are successful in your worldly endeavors. You're weak emotionally in your inner man, and I'll tell you why. Your success, and you're hoarding the success when God should have given you strength to go help somebody that's poor. I like what Job said. Job was under the gun. And he said, is God going to talk against me? He said, why, no, he's not. He is going to put strength in me. And then if we want that strength, we need to make ourselves available for it. How am I going to get it? I'm going to get it through the Word of God. How am I going to get it? I'm going to get it by helping the poor. Did you know that God strengthens the clean? The clean. The clean Christian. Listen to Job 17:9. It says, the righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Folks, cleaning up your life will build strength. Do you know that if your body is infected, they will say this to you? The more we can get the infection out, the stronger you will become. Medically, in regard to health. Well, listen, if that's true medically and physically, it is double dog true spiritually. The more you clean up your life, the more strength you will have. Cleaning up your life will build your strength. And it uses the word stronger and stronger. That's a double dose. There's somebody in here, you say, preacher, I am under the gun. I feel like I'm under the gun double emotionally or double financially or double spiritually. Well, listen, if I were under pressure that's double pressure, I'd want to go for double strength. Say what? Clean up your life. Grow stronger. Folks, a clean mind is a stronger mind. Brother Dave, can you turn on this mic for me? A clean mind is a stronger mind. You say, how do you get that? I'd be glad to go anywhere in the county that you want this morning and have a debate with somebody that was out drunker than a skunk last night that's hung over this morning and see whose mind's the strongest this morning. Somebody is popping a needle in their vein last night. You think they're strong in mind today? No, they're not. Why? A clean mind is a stronger mind. Can I tell you something? I wonder where all the college graduates would be if they wouldn't have got drunk the night before their finals. I wonder what their GPA would be. But anybody had any sense said, I better not get high, I better not get drunk, I better not go out and tie one on and be immoral the night before my test. Why? They wanted to keep up their strength, didn't they? It is a proven fact that a clean mind, a clean body, is a stronger mind and a stronger body. Say, I want strength. Clean up! Clean up! You know, you say, well, what should I get out of my life? You don't want to ask me that question because I could rattle it off just as fast as a woman can spend money. No, as fast as a sewing machine can sew my wallet closed. Hey, look, folks, a clean marriage is a stronger marriage. A clean mind is a stronger mind. A clean friendship is a stronger friendship. To you who feel like you're a weak Christian, maybe you need to clean some things out of your life. And I'm not going to go into a tirade about what. There's some of you, you know some things that probably shouldn't be in your life. Clean music is strengthening music. Clean entertainment is strengthening entertainment. Clean conversation is strengthening conversation. Clean books are strengthening books. You say, I want strength. God said, I'll give it to you. But here's what you need to do. You need to get into the Word of God. You need to go find somebody and help somebody that's poor and not be so self-centered. I can help you. Clean your life up a bit. See if you can get yourself straightened out. Number five, God gives strength for the sick to make a comeback. The Scripture teaches God can help a sick person make a comeback. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 16, it says, and will strengthen that which was sick. Strength, that's what we're looking for. Both the physically and the spiritually sick people can be given strength to make a comeback. Now, folks, you can't control all sickness. What you can control, you ought to control. Look, sickness comes upon people, and we don't know where it came from or why it came, and as far as we know, it's not self-inflicted. That happens all the time. But there are sometimes we make ourselves sick. Why? By the way we treat our bodies. By the way we eat. There are things that you can do. Now, if you can fix your health, you ought to fix it. But you know, if you've ever gone down health-wise, God can give you the strength to recover. He said, and will strengthen that which was sick. If health puts you out of church for a while, make sure you get back in church as soon as possible. Sickness puts some people out of church for a while, but I'm going to warn you, listen to me. If sickness puts you out of church for a little while, don't you form a habit of being home. So you just now, when it's church service time, you stay home and watch TV because you're in the habit now of not coming to church. You will not get the strength you need that way. Look, if you're not careful, you'll have yourself messed up. God gives strength so people can rebuild themselves even physically. God makes His strength available to the sick. Folks, every one of you that ever been sick and down, you know who gave you the strength to get back? It was God. When your body needs rebuilt, God will strengthen it. You need to ask for it, but you ought to do what you can do to make yourself strong. Number six, God gives strength to those that serve Him. Those that serve Him. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, the Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word wait here, it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The word wait here, that word is, it's not just twiddling your thumbs and sitting there and waiting. I'm waiting on God to give me strength. No, that word wait there is wait like a waiter. You wait on the Lord. You go find out what God wants, what God needs, and you say, how can I help you, sir? How can I wait on you, sir? How can I help you, sir? You're to be meeting God's needs like you would want a waiter or waitress to meet your needs. So we are to meet every need of God in our service to Him, and what will come of that? God will strengthen you. If you wait on the Lord, listen to the verse now that you understand it. But they that wait on the Lord, attend to His every need, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. The other day, I was on the telephone with Brother Rick Young, one of our good men. And we were talking about some business. And he said, wait a minute, preacher. He pulled his car over. And I was talking, and he wasn't listening, and I could tell. He said, excuse me, preacher. He said, just a minute. He said, wow. He said, yeah. He said, preacher, are you still there? I said, yes, I am. I'm still here. He said, I just watched an eagle come down in a field and pick up a small piece of prey. He said, it was spectacular. He said, it was amazing how powerful that bird was. He said, I'm just amazed at what I just seen happen. The Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What's he talking about? Folks, if you'll serve God, God will give you a strength that you knew nothing of. I'll tell you something. There's a lot of things that impress me about Brother David Steed, but Brother Dave is a servant, and he just keeps on going. We'll be here on the church property for 14 hours, and everybody's off, and we're done, and next thing I know, I find out David's right back at it doing something else. Last night, everybody left the couples retreat, and for hours thereafter, David was still working. Now, that strength is not because of David Steed. Everything you see is not muscle on him, just so you know. But I do happen to believe that that man gets strength from God because he waits on the Lord. If you know him, he'll wait on you. He's a servant. And God gives strength to those who serve. Some of you husbands, let me tell you something. You say, I need strength with my wife. Let me tell you what you do. Serve your wife. Some of you wives, you say, I need strength with my husband. Serve your husband. So I need strength. And you're just begging God to douse you with strength. You're going to need to do what God needs you to do so He can give you the strength that you asked for. Say, I need strength to cope with my husband, strength to cope with my wife. You young people, you say, preacher, I need strength to cope with my mom and dad. Serve your mom and dad. Serve your God. And God will give you a unique strength. We need strength to serve Him. We have people that, you know, we work, and thank God for the hardworking people of our church, but some of you carry a job Monday through Friday, and you're just plumb tuckered out on Saturday and Sunday. Let me tell you something. We have other people that serve, they go to work Monday through Friday, and they're working very hard at work, and then they give their weekend to serve God on Saturday and on Sunday, and they are full of strength, and I wonder where they get it. They're like the Energizer Bunny. They just keep on going, just like this. God will give you strength to serve Him. Serving God is like lifting weights. Serving God is like doing calisthenics. The people in this room who are the weakest are not the ones who do the most for God, but the ones who do the least for God. Don't retire on God. You say, I need strength. God will give you strength. You serve Him. You serve others. God will give you strength. If you're sick, He'll help you to make a comeback. God will give you strength if you'll clean up your life. God will give you strength if you'll give to the poor. God will give you strength if you get into the Bible. You know that God gives us strength as a result of our weakness. We get strength as a result of weakness. I mean, you wouldn't be begging for strength if you didn't experience weakness. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 says this, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." He went on to say, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." I don't want any of my burdens. I don't like my burdens. I wish I didn't have my burdens. But it's a little dangerous if God took every one of my burdens away, because it may be that my burdens are what helps God to give me strength. God's strength is made perfect, that verse said, in weakness. You say, how does that work? Many of you have heard me say this, and you've heard others say this. I'll say it again briefly. When you're weak, you say, I can't do anymore. I'm at the end of myself. I'm melting. And then you do this. You say, God, please help me. When God runs to your aid, now you and God make a majority, a big one, and you just found strength that you never had. It's borrowed, but that's all right. You see, He runs to our aid, and our weakness, therefore, has produced a camaraderie strength that we get from God. Listen to Hebrews 11:34. "Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, we're made strong." Out of weakness, we're made strong. Folks, our weaknesses necessitate that we cry out to God. When God comes, our weakness now has God's strength added to it. You do realize then that some of the things that you've gone through was a benefit to you. You experienced a strength that you would have never experienced had you not experienced a weakness that you had never experienced. Your weakness given to God can become a strength. You know, did you realize, and medically, let me tell you something, and I don't know very much about very much, but this is what a doctor told me. One of my children broke a leg, and they told us, they said, when that thing heals and it heals properly and it's all healed, he'll never break his leg again in that same spot. I asked why. Said, well, they said it may break it above that break or break it below that break, but not at that very spot. Why? Said, because when there's a break where that break is, the bone's going to heal. And then there will be an overcompensation of the healing. And it'll actually heal more bone than was there originally. So it becomes stronger at that very spot than the rest of the bone. I thought, that is incredible. Because you know that can be exactly what God can do in your life. If you have a breakdown in yourself spiritually, if you will let God strengthen you and heal you properly and you'll do the right thing, you could become strong in that area to the point where you'll never break in that
area again. And let me tell you what some of you need to do. Some of you are hurting pretty bad, and you broke you up a little bit. Why don't you make the comeback that God wants you to make, and why don't you heal and overcompensate in that area to the point where you'll not make that mistake again? Not because you're special, but because God's good and God heals you, and God is going to make, you're going to accept the strength of God that will heal you so you don't have that problem again. I'm almost finished, but let me finish, and I would be wrong if I did not mention this. I've said to you today, Job said, I need God to put strength in me. And we find out that strength is for the saved. We get strength through His Word, and strength by giving to the poor, and strength by cleaning ourselves up, and strength to make a comeback, even if it's physically from a health issue. He gives us strength if we'll serve Him, and strength, even our weaknesses make us strong. But finally, when a person gets born again, you ask Jesus to come into your heart. The one who actually comes into your heart is part of the Trinity. Our God is a three-part God. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The one who actually comes into you to be sealed is His Spirit. Living within me is God the Holy Spirit. God will strengthen the Christian by way of the Holy Spirit of God that lives within him. Ephesians 3:16 says that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. I spend a lot of time in my life speaking to the Holy Spirit of God. A lot of time. You say, why? I want you to look at me, and I hate to say it, but I want you to look at your pastor and say, he's confident. He's strong. I don't want people to fear. I want them to feel like they have a spiritual leader that's going to make it, that's going to take it, and that will stand up and do the right thing. Now, while I'm busy projecting that on the outside the best way I know how, on the inside I'm a scared little boy that has fears and concerns and weaknesses. And I need my inner man to be strong, not just my outer man. Matter of fact, really and honestly, we'd all be better off looking weak on the outside and being truly strong on the inside. But I won't convince any of you of that, nor have I been able to convince myself of that. But here the Bible says, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. How's your relationship with the Holy Spirit of God? You ever talk to Him? Do you yield yourself to Him? God's Spirit provides us with God's power. What is power? Strength. It's strength. I say to you, walk in the Spirit. What does that mean? Walk in the power that you get by staying alert to the presence and the desires of the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit empowers you. He charges your spiritual battery. You know what people want of me as a pastor? They don't want me just to get up and say a few words. They want to feel like they can walk in the back door of this place and get their battery charged. That's what they want. Well, that doesn't come from my personality. If you're going to get your spiritual battery charged, it's going to come from the great spiritual battery charger, which is the Holy Spirit, the one that electrifies things for the Christian. Strong dads are Spirit-filled dads. Strong teachers are Spirit-filled teachers. Strong preachers are not good orators. They are Spirit-filled preachers. Strong mothers are not the ones that read all the books and they watched all the television shows about how to be a good mom. Strong moms are moms that walk in the Spirit of God. Strong teenagers are Spirit-filled teenagers. Strong bus captains are Spirit-filled bus captains. Strong Sunday school teachers are not the ones that read all the books and listened to all the CDs and went to all the seminars about how to be a good
Sunday school teacher, they're the ones that walk in the Spirit. Strong churches are churches that are Spirit-led churches, and I'm not talking about rolling in an aisle and frothing at the mouth and that sort of thing. I'm not just talking about, you know, the healers, feelers, and squealers. I'm talking about the old-time religion where the Spirit of God comes and God moves in a church and God does some spectacular things. Hey, are you listening to this in the Spirit of God today? No, your job is while I preach in the Spirit, you're listening in the Spirit. Did you teach your Sunday school class with your personality or in His Spirit today? Did you make the financial decisions around your house this week by guidance of the Holy Spirit or just your experience? If you want strength, submit, communicate with the Spirit that lives within you. By the way, He'll never lead you contrary to the Bible, which gives you strength. I repeat the points and we'll be done. Job had a talk with himself, suffering like no one. He was having a meltdown. He said, "My groanings are terrible. Now, is God going to discipline me?" He said, "No. He's going to put strength in me." Now, this is what I picture that being like. Job was down. I don't know, maybe he was just kind of laying there. Just, oh, I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I can take it. Or if God's going to chew me out. And he came to himself. He said, "No, no, no, He's going to strengthen me." And I am telling you right now, how? You're going to get strength through the Word of God. You're going to get strength by helping the poor. You're going to get strength by cleaning the bad things out of your life. You can get the strength to make a physical comeback. You can get the strength by serving Him. You can get strength and realize your strength is a direct result of your weakness if you'll call out to Him to get that strength. You submit to the Spirit of God that lives within you, and strength that you never dreamed you would have, you will have. You say, "I'm all out of strength." Okay. He's not. He's not. I call the sermon, "Put Strength in Me." If you're not saved today, let me be your friend for a moment. If you're not saved, get saved. This is just one of the benefits, one of many. If you're saved today, put yourself in a position to receive the fuel, the strength that you need. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. First question is this: if you died today, do you know for a fact you'd go to heaven? If you would say, "I don't know that. I don't know if I died today I'd go to heaven. I need to be born again. Pray for me, Pastor. I don't know that I'm saved." Now, I'm not going to come to you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I wouldn't do that to you. But would you say, "If I died today, I don't know I'm saved. Pray for me. That's something I do need." Because I need that strength that God makes available to believers. "But I'm not saved. Pray for me, Pastor." Would you raise your hand right now and say, "Pray for me. I'm not born again." Okay. Anyone else? You say, "Pray for me. I'm not saved." Who here would say, "Preacher, I am saved. There's been a time in my life where I asked Jesus to save me. I'm a born again Christian. I'm not ashamed of it." Would you raise your hand and say, "I'm not ashamed of it. I've asked Jesus to save me." God bless you. You may put that hand down. I believe that tucked in this sermon, there's something that you need. You need strength. I've given you the scriptural way to take advantage of strength that is available. You say, "Preacher, there's no doubt about it. I'm going to reach out and grab a hold of some of that. God has definitely moved in my heart, and I'm in need of strength. And I might look good on the outside, but the inner man, I need that strength, and I have found some tools that you've given me this morning that will help me with that strength, and God has spoken to my heart." Who would raise your hand to the sky and say, "God's spoken to me. There's something there I need. There's some strength that I need, and I see how to get it." You may put those hands down. In just a moment, the pianist is going to begin to play, and when she begins to play, we're going to stand. Once we stand, Christian, don't hesitate. If you need to come to this altar for a moment and say to God, "God, there's some areas in my life that I'm going to work on because I see some weak spots. And I want strength and I see how to get it and I want it.
And I'm gonna reach out. I'm gonna make my move, and I know you'll strengthen me, God. So you need to come. If you're here today and you've never been saved, you come. We'll take a Bible and show you how to be saved. If you're here today and you've been saved and baptized by immersion after your salvation, if you'd like to join membership with our church, you may do so. I'm going to ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Do you need a moment at the altar? Do you need to come, Christian? Do you need to come? Do you need to come and ask God for strength? Do you need to make a comeback physically? Do you need to make a comeback spiritually? Job said, "Will he plead against me with his great power?" No, he said, "but he would put strength in me." And it's not just a matter of saying, "God, give me strength," and he pulls up with a gas tanker truck and fills you up immediately. He said, "I make the strength available. You make yourself available by obedience through the things that help you to gain that strength." Getting saved makes it accessible. His word will give you strength. Read it. Memorize it. Get under the preaching of it. Giving to the poor. I know poor people right now. I could take you, Mrs. Owens and I, this week, a very poor lady that comes to our church. We went out and bought her the biggest box of Valentine candy we could find. Went by and visited with her and gave her some Valentine candy, which she would have never gotten. Her eyes were as big as saucers when we went by. You know something? That helped her, but I walked away from helping that poor person, strengthened, encouraged. Helping the poor will give you strength. Cleaning up your life will give you strength. Have you gotten down physically because of health, but now you're having a hard time getting back up spiritually? God will give you that strength. Serve Him. Serve others. It'll give you strength. God gives strength as a result of our weakness, and in our weakness is it made perfect through His strength. That Holy Spirit of God will give you a strength that's very unique and special. You need to submit to it. This is the last time through the song, and we'll be on our way. Remain standing if you will.